I am Jim Rome. Great to be with you on this Monday. As promised, we are joined by an NFL insider for CBS Sports and CBSSports.com. He appears every Sunday on the NFL Today. Very good friend of this program, Jason Lockenfora. Jason, how you doing? Good to have you.
What's going on, buddy? Long time no see.
Long time no see. In fact, you and I saw each other yesterday on the NFL Today. That's what you're talking about. 24 hours later, are you at all surprised, Jason, that Jay Gruden was fired this morning?
No. The only surprise is that he lasted, you know, into a sixth season, which that's an eternity by Redskins coaching standards. I mean, they should induct him into the Ring of Honor right now, Romy. I mean, I don't think anybody's gonna surpass that anytime soon. He was the one coach to get two contracts out of Dan Snyder. But that relationship has soured for quite some time, really dating back to even last season. There's been clashes about the staff and defensive coordinators in particular. I mean, remember, I was reporting in the spring that Dan Snyder was having his own interviews with potential defensive coordinators before they fired Greg Minuski. You know, and they didn't fire Greg Minuski in the end. So, like, that happened. You know, the coach and the GM, Doug Williams, aren't aware often when big moves are made, like, oh, trading for Alex Smith and then giving him a huge new contract when you didn't have to. There were some philosophical differences about the direction of the franchise and where they were headed back in the spring. So to people close to that situation, people close to Dan Snyder, people close to Jay Gruden, this is not a surprise at all. And as we talked about on the NFL Today, a couple of Sundays ago, expect Jay Gruden to end up running the Raiders offense in Vegas by next season as a part of his brother John's staff.
Jason Lockenfora joining us. All right, Jason, you've also raised the idea that Dan Snyder would like to have Mike Tomlin as head coach.
Sir.
How interested would Tomlin be in that gig, and how likely is it that he could end up there?
Well, he's got 1 year on a Steelers deal. It's hard to handicap it. It's not without precedent that teams acquire coaches. It's happened several times in the past. Hasn't happened all that recently, right? I guess John Gruden, you know, going from Oakland to Tampa is the last one that leaps out to me, excuse me, although the Browns and 49ers had discussions about a Jim Harbaugh trade not that long ago. Would he be open to it? I don't know. There's some close to him who feel like, you know, a change of scenery wouldn't be the end of the world. He'd certainly get more money and more power in Washington than any coach would have in Pittsburgh. It's just not their model. He has ties to Doug Williams, the GM, and Bruce Allen, the team president, from their time together in Tampa. And he's got 1 year left on his deal, so it's not like he signed, you know, a three-year extension or something last year. Would the Rooneys entertain something sort of outside the box like this? Some would say no, and their history might say no, but there's others who would point out, well, they did just give up a lot of draft capital to take Devin Bush 10th overall, right? And they did just trade a one for Minka Fitzpatrick that, now that they're down to their third quarterback, might be a pretty high one. And, you know, Ben's not getting any younger, and would there be a natural time to make some changes? The GM, Kevin Colbert, didn't sign an extension. So we'll see, Jim. I will certainly be paying a lot of attention to this in the coming weeks. I can tell you that much.
Jason Lockenfora is an NFL insider for CBS Sports and CBSSports.com. Jason, you mentioned the Steelers. You've covered the NFL for a really long time. What was your reaction when you saw that hit that Mason Rudolph took yesterday against the Ravens?
It's unfortunate. You hate to see anything like that. Obviously, Earl Thomas has to do a much better job of staying away from the head and neck region, and in this situation, you know, Rudolph was even more vulnerable because he was getting hit from behind. He was already sort of elevated and you know, taking on one impact when he got, you know, blown up from the other direction. You know, thankfully, you know, he was able to kind of walk off, at least with some help, and released from the hospital last night. Everything I've heard, you know, is a diagnosis of a concussion, no other medical issues that the Steelers were aware of last night. I'm sure a big fine is forthcoming for Earl Thomas. It's unfortunate for Mason Rudolph, obviously, for numerous reasons. You know, no timetable yet on when he comes back. Devlin Hodges, though, I got to say, he has some Gardner Minshew in him. Like, I was intrigued by what I saw. He seemed fearless. He seemed very confident, and he has like a little energy and a spark to him. you know, the Steelers took a flyer on him out of Sanford. He may get a chance to play a little bit here in the ongoing year, the backup quarterback, Jim. And I don't know, man. They're a little bit intrigued by him. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, he had some it. He certainly had some it and gave them a bit of a spark. You hate to see a guy get an opportunity like that because that was such a terrifying hit.
Ooh.
But I think you're right. He showed something. Jason Lockenfor, my guest. You also tweeted last night, and I quote, "Frank Reich is a bad man." How impressed were you, Jason, with how the Colts showed up last night in KC?
Not surprised because this has been their MO. You know, they are a tough out. And when they're down, they don't stay down long, whether that's through, you know, a coach sort of saying, "I'm going to take the job," and then bailing on them. You know, whether that's a kid who some would say, he's not a kid anymore. I think of these guys as rookies. But, you know, a young quarterback in Andrew Luck who decided to retire right before the season. You know, they've had some adversity, and obviously they didn't play their A game a week ago against the Raiders. And I just love Frank Reich's willingness to do whatever it takes to win this yard, to win this play, to win this series, to win this game, you know, and then we'll worry about next week. And, you know, Jacoby Brissett has thrown a lot of touchdowns this year, but that wasn't in the cards yesterday. And they wanted to keep Mahomes off the field, and they wanted it to play sort of old-school brass knuckles, you know, 1970s Big Ten football. They wanted to outman you at the point of attack, and they did that. You know, I thought when Luck went down, I still said, hey, if I'm a betting man, I'm going to Vegas and taking the Colts to win that division. I think they'll win 10-plus games. The coach is smart enough to guide them through this, and Jacoby Brissett is a gamer. And I like their chances in that division. And I don't rule out them, you know, getting a top two seed. The AFC could get pretty crazy here. I mean, why not the Colts?
It was a wild weekend. Jason Lockenfor joins me for another moment or two. Jason, in your news and notes segment yesterday that you and I did for the NFL on CBS, we talked about the trade deadline coming up.
Yeah.
And we talked about the possibility of Denver having a fire sale. Then they go out and they beat the Chargers. So how do you think Denver approaches the time from now until the deadline? Does that change anything?
No, I mean, they're obviously probably not going to be trading any pending free agents and engaging in Von Miller trade talks this week. It won't stop teams from calling. They still have an uphill climb. You know, Joe Flacco is not their quarterback of the future. And could they end up having a respectable season? Perhaps. But are they going to get to the playoffs? No. And do they need to make cold, hard, calculated decisions about their future? Yes. Do they need draft capital in the worst way possible? Yes. The offensive line is not good. They're going to need pass catchers. And the bottom line, Jim, is that guys like Chris Harris, Derek Wolfe, Emmanuel Sanders, they're not going to end up re-signing there anyway. So I do expect them to be sellers. Will they go wholesale and include a guy like Von Miller if the value's right? No one knows the answer to that yet. But they are going to be given myriad opportunities to consider that between now and October 29th.
And Jason, finally, it does not look like Atlanta is going to have a, quote, respectable season.
No.
They're 1-4 after that humiliating loss to Houston, 53-32. JLC, when you consider that nearly every team is able to get pressure on Deshaun Watson, how bad is it for the Falcons that they were unable to do so?
Bad. Bad. That Atlanta, they just can't put it together for any period of time. The problem had been coming out of games sleepwalking, you know, entering games sleepwalking. They played a pretty good first half yesterday and then got absolutely steamrolled in the second half. They are just non-competitive for long stretches every week, and that's not what's required in professional football. You know, that's the expectations are much higher than that, and this team thought, because they were getting healthier this year after all the injuries of a year ago, that they were going to take off. And instead, they look worse in many ways than they did last year, particularly the defense. And that's Dan Quinn's bread and butter. You know, I don't think he's sort of on the minute-to-minute high alert that Jay Gruden's been on the last few weeks. But I also don't know anybody who talks to Arthur Blank who thinks that owner is going to be patient too much longer. He doesn't want to do something in season, but go check out their schedule. They haven't even hit the meat of the schedule yet. Go look week 7 to 14. Murderer's Row is awaiting, and there's a lot of people kind of looking at that situation saying at some point Arthur Blank may want to get a jump on finding his next guy.
He is an NFL insider for CBS Sports and CBSSports.com. He appears every single Sunday on the NFL Today. Good friend of the program, Jason Lockenfor. Jason, really appreciate it. Had a great time seeing you yesterday. I will see you in a few weeks.
All right. Can't wait, buddy. Look forward to it. Thank you.
You too, JLC. Thank you. JLC, Jason Lockenfor, all over the league and breaking it all down. Mike Tomlin to the Redskins. Could you imagine that? I could see why they'd want to hire him. I cannot see why he'd want to go there.